This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Anti-government protests in Hong Kong have entered their ninth week with no end in sight. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Police find tear gas inside a train station and in several other Hong Kong neighbourhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations that are showing no sign of slowing. The movement's demands include the resignation of the Chinese territory's leader, Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an investigation into police use of force against the protesters. The former British colony was returned to China in 1997 under the principle of one country, two systems, which promises the city certain democratic rights not afforded to people on the mainland. But in recent years, many have accused the Communist Party-ruled central government of steadily chipping away at their freedoms. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McLennan is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in the state of Mississippi. He told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. McLennan said 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention and 270 within a day, oftentimes because of child care concerns. Television footage showed children weeping when they realized parents had been detained in those raids. McLennan said that of the 680 migrants detained in the raids on operations at five companies, 200 had criminal records and would be subject to deportation to their native countries. Questioned why the employers were not prosecuted for knowingly hiring undocumented workers, he said this case will be pursued. This is VOA News. The Saudi-led coalition launched